I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance. In late 1781, the American Revolutionary War with Great Britain was effectively over. That was the good news. The bad news was that the new nation was essentially broke. The Articles of Confederation required unanimous consent of the states for any measure that might raise revenue, including the collection of duties and tariffs. Delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in the summer of 1787 sought to fix that via Article 1, Section 8 of the new Constitution.
The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises.
Tariffs, strictly speaking, are therefore a congressional prerogative. However, Congress has delegated that prerogative to the President via legislation several times in the country's history. Today, presidents derive most of their authority to impose tariffs from Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, which says the president may impose tariffs in retaliation against unfair trade practices by other countries, such as intellectual property theft or trade discrimination. A thriving career is tied to working in the right environment with good people. Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.